The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Well, this young Barracuda roster is starting to figure things out. They make it back-to-back regulation wins on the road against a red-hot Calgary Wrangler team as they win this one this afternoon by a final score of 4-1. Nick Nolenberger here, happy to have you alongside the winning goaltender for San Jose, Gabe Carrier. He was solid, and his start, I think, was a really pivotal point to the game because right off the bat, Calgary had some early pressure. He made some really good, solid stops right off the bat, including an outstanding save on William Stromgren from the right flank, a one-timer which the puck was crossed swiftly across the ice, and getting over in time was Carrier. I think that gave his team some early confidence, allowed the Barracuda to settle into the game, and they really wouldn't look back after that point. This was one of their more complete efforts all season long, and they would get something that's been very elusive to them this year. Coming into the game, they had scored the first goal just one time, but that would change this afternoon. They would get their second goal to start a game this year, and it would occur in the first period as they would explode, in fact, for three goals in the first, but they'd get things started. Igor Afanasyev at the eight-minute mark gets a pass from Luka Kanyoni and rips one past Ivan Prosvetov from atop the right circle, beats him across the body, stick side. And Afanasyev had his first of the year, his first in a Barracuda sweater, and the Cuda had a 1-0 lead. Draw one by the Wranglers, but they give it away. Afanasyev carries the mail back into the offensive zone. Atop the right circle, he shoots and scores! Igor Afanasyev has his first in a Barracuda sweater as he rips one from atop the right circle, stick side on Prosvetov, and the Barracuda draw first blood exactly 8 minutes into period number one. So the Barracuda would open up the scoring on that goal from Afanasyev at the eight-minute mark from Luka Kanyoni. Barracuda would then draw a couple of minor penalties, and on their second chance, a hooking call against Clark Bishop, Calgary's captain, San Jose would add to their lead at 15:03. Kasper Haltonen would one-time home a puck, his third goal of the year, third power play goal, and the Cuda would take a 2-0 lead in period number one. Shnikov first on it for Calgary. Barracuda put the pressure on as they forecheck hard on the end wall. Mack and Grushnikov, the D-men, trying to win it. Free puck pops free. Regenda, far side, Haltonen shoots and scores! Puck pop free for Kasper Haltonen, and he showed off that brilliant shot, just wired it under the bar. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda are up by a pair here in period number one. Kasper Haltonen, his third goal of the year, his fifth in his career, all five coming on the power play, but that would change just 41 seconds later. Haltonen would score again, this time at full strength, his fourth goal of the year, his first multi-goal game of his young career, and the Barracuda, just like that, would take a 3-0 lead in the first. Hey, worked up the half wall, scooped up by Haltonen, up top for a long back, Haltonen shoots, he scores! Kasper Haltonen, bang, bang, he's got another one. And the Barracuda lead it by a score of 3-0. Haltonen, the Memorial Cup champion last year with the London Knights in his first full season of professional hockey. He comes up big with two goals in that first period, and the Barracuda will carry a 3-0 lead into the intermission, their biggest first period lead all season long. They would outshoot the Wranglers in that first 11-5 and draw the only two penalties of the opening 20 minutes of play. In the second, the Barracuda put together probably the best 15-minute stretch I've seen all year long. They were absolutely dominant all over the Wranglers. The puck went into their end only a handful of times, it felt like, and it was up and out almost immediately. The puck possession, the possession game in the offensive zone, the chances generated just one after the other. But they didn't beat goaltender Ivan Prosvetov, and they would take their first penalty in that second period. Shane Bowers called for interference at 16:06. So the Wranglers, who were ice cold on the power play entering Thursday's game. They scored twice, and they carried that momentum into this game and would find a way to get on the board. But not before this chance for Barracuda forward Pavel Regenda. Point blank, it would have given San Jose a 4-0 lead at the time. It would have been a shorthanded goal, but Ivan Prosvetov had other ideas. A glow in their voice and faces when they talk about Jimmy Huntington. Bisted with it. Far side, wide open net. Oh, what a save by Prosvetov. A 10-bell stop on Regenda. It looked for sure like the Barracuda had a 4-0 lead and their second shorty of the season, but Prosvetov with a thing of beauty stretches over with highway robbery on Pavel Regenda. So a save on one end by Prosvetov, and then moments later, a goal for Calgary as Lucas Siona puts home his first of the year, and it comes on the power play. Now up top for Poirier. Left wing side, quick pass, Suniev for Poirier. Top of the umbrella, near side, Suniev. Back post, and they score. Pinballs home off of Lucas Siona, and the Calgary Wranglers have a power play goal, and the struggles for San Jose on the penalty kill continue. And it's unfortunate because Jack Thompson had a great chance to clear the puck, and he just fanned on it. And it gives Calgary life, and they cash in on the power play. So for the Barracuda, unfortunately, the PK does continue its struggles. They've now given up power play goals in 9 of their 11 games so far this year. So all of a sudden, it was a game a little bit aided by San Jose because they dominated so much in that second period. They take a minor, and then they give up a goal. So we go into the third, just a 3-1 score. In the third, Calgary would certainly push, and we noted it during the broadcast in that third period, almost kind of a full-court press. They were willing to sacrifice chances in their own end to generate more. They put the pressure on without a doubt. They outshoot the Barracuda in the third period by a score of 11-4. But Gabe Carrier, solid as a rock all afternoon long. He holds down the fort, doesn't give up a goal, and the Barracuda will put the game out of reach at 18-23, an empty net goal from Colin White. Foot race to it, won by the Cuda, cleared back through the neutral zone to the empty net. They score! Colin White, don't think he was trying to get it to the empty net, just trying to clear the zone, and it's a bullseye and a huge goal late for the Barracuda, who pushed their lead back to 3. Yeah, if you gave Colin White some truth serum, he may tell you that he wasn't trying at all to get it to the empty net. It was effective nonetheless from the right corner of his own zone. He's able to clear it. It goes right down the middle of the ice to the back of the net. Colin White extends his point streak to 5 straight games, his second goal of the year, and that was the game sealer for San Jose as they hold on for a 4-1 win. They have won 2 in a row for the first time this season, and they have points in now 4 straight as they hand Calgary back-to-back regulation losses. Again, coming into Thursday's game, almost hard to believe, the Wranglers were red hot, one of the hottest teams in the AHL, winners of 5 straight, points in 5 straight, but they have now lost back-to-back games for the first time this season, and both coming in regulation. Back-to-back games, excuse me, for the first time since they started the year 0-2. So the Barracuda come into a tough building to play in. You're at elevation, and they find a way with a solid performance on Thursday, and they followed it up and buttressed it with, I think, even a better performance here today as they win this one by a final score of 4-1. Barracuda extend their power play streak to 5 straight games. The struggles continue, though, on the PK. They'll go 1-for-3 on the power play, 1-for-2 on the penalty kill. Gabe Carrier picks up the win. He's now 2-1 lifetime against the Wranglers. His record on the season, 2-3-1. Now on the year, the losing goaltender, Ivan Prosvetov, he is now 4-3-1 on the year, loses both games against San Jose during this 2-game set. He was actually yanked on Thursday, working about a period and a half in that one. Let's go over our 3 stars. Igor Afanasyev scores his first in a Barracuda sweater. Also was a +1, 3 shots on net. He is the number 3 star. The number 2 star, Gabe Carrier. Again, some early stops for Carrier. One on Stromgren really comes to mind, a one-timer from the right flank. This game could have been totally different if Calgary punches one in early. Instead, Carrier, from the jump, was ready to go. He made some early saves, allowed for his team to settle into the game. He is the number 2 star as he picks up the victory, and a big one at that for Carrier, who's really starting to play some good goal. He's got a three-game point streak working himself. He's 2-0-1 over his last three. And now on the season, he is 2-3-1, as we mentioned. Number one start, Kasper Halton, in his first two-goal effort of his young career. The Barracuda didn't have a skater record two goals all season long. It happened on Thursday, Chernyshov, and now it happens here on this Saturday afternoon. Kasper Halton, and so a couple of rookies, a couple of former second-round draft picks for the Sharks, finding their stride early in this season. He pots a pair nearly out of third, hit the post late in the third period on the power play, plus one rating and four shots on net for the 20-year-old Finn. That co-led the team in shots. Jack Thompson also had four shots on net for the Barracuda. So with the win, San Jose up to 500. They are 5-5-1 on the year, up to 11 points. And with the win, they vault themselves into a tie for the fifth spot along with Coachella Valley with 11 points. So things changing in a hurry, still very early in the year. But the Barracuda outside of that top seven to start the year, as the struggles were apparent early, but they seem to have found a little bit of a groove. And now they're in that top seven, tied again for that fifth spot with Coachella Valley sitting at 11 points. Calgary falls to 6-4-2 on the year. They stay pat at 14 points. Wranglers will continue this six-game homestand on Tuesday and Wednesday, as they have games here at home. The Barracuda continue their five-game road trip Tuesday and Wednesday. They are in Abbotsford taking on the Abbotsford Canucks. Game length this afternoon at the Saddle Dome, 2 hours 28 minutes, 3,485 sought, as the Barracuda pick up a 4-1 victory and have now won back-to-back, both coming against Calgary on the road. And they'll look to continue that momentum as they wrap up this road trip in Abbotsford again on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'd like to remind you, we are back on the air on Tuesday. You can listen to Cuda Countdown, our 30-minute pregame show, as we will kick things off on Tuesday at sjbarracuda.com/listen. Of course, you can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Our pregame coverage starts at 6:30 with a scheduled 7 o'clock puck drop at the Abbotsford Center. The Canucks, the defending Calder Cup champions, but they're off to a rough start, just two wins through their first 11 games. So maybe the Barracuda can take advantage of that, playing their best hockey of the year and trying to finish up this road trip on a positive note. The middle portion so far, even the start of it, getting a point in Ontario, good start. But a great middle portion of this roadie, back-to-back wins against the Calgary Wranglers. Sharks back on the ice tonight. They take on the two-time Stanley Cup defending champions in the Florida Panthers. A little bit injury-riddled are the Panthers. Not off to a great start. It still will be a major challenge for the Sharks, who are playing their best hockey of the year. Winners of two straight, including a 2-1 win over a very, very good Jets team last night at the SAP Center. You can listen to pregame coverage for the Sharks broadcast starting at 6:30 Pacific for a scheduled 7 o'clock puck drop at the SAP Center. You can join Dan Ruzanowski at sjsharks.com/listen through the audio network, which can, of course, can be found through the app as well. We're back on the air on Tuesday as the Barracuda wrap up this road trip on Tuesday and Wednesday against the Abbotsford Canucks. We look forward to talking to you then. That does it for our broadcast coverage, though, from Calgary. Barracuda win this one by a final score 4-1. They have won back-to-back games. They're back to 500, and they'll look to continue the good times as they continue this road trip in Abbotsford on Tuesday and Wednesday. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long, and have a great rest of your day as the Barracuda win this one 4-1 on the road in Calgary.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.